So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is both. He's a fabulous entrepreneur. He's a social media genius. I think I can say that, knowing as much as I do about it. And he was raised in the UK, so you're going to love his accent. He's got a graphic design business that caters to lots and lots and lots of stars. So welcome, Alex Bryant.
Hello. How are you, Erica?
I am doing great. Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun meeting all these awesome people. And Alex, you know, just straight out, tell us how you get these kind of ideas when they seem to just defy anything that, you know, someone else might have come up with. Is this just something you do naturally, or how do you train yourself on that?
I think I train myself on, that's a very good question. Like, I'll bring in inspiration. I'm always looking for things to keep learning and feeding my soul and feeding knowledge. And so I look in like books and articles, and I read to see what other people are doing. And for me, it's like, if it's really resonating and see how it connects with their audience and their fans and people in general, and see like, oh, how can you bring that spark of energy and life into it? So that's how I see it. Yeah.
Wow, I have so many questions for you. I guess I'm pretty curious because I was scrolling through photos and I saw one with you and Oprah, and I was like, huh, and it said something about intern, but I wasn't sure, so I was curious about that.
So it's such extraordinary to meet someone as iconic as Miss Winfrey. How that connection happened was purely through social media and seeing the conversations with her fan base and stuff like that. And we were talking about, you know, just generalistic things. And then she came across my stuff and she got super excited. And we're part of a whole group called the Owner Ambassadors, or the Owners Community. And we all look after one another, like-minded people who are also an extension of her and her philosophies and her ways of life. So that's how
I love it. So it's pretty much like finding tribe.
Exactly.
Like, you know, when Seth Godin says, you know, find your tribe or attract your tribe, it was just being you being you. And
exactly.
Then like
being
magic
yourself.
Happens.
And then Everything just manifests and comes together, you know?
Yeah. How beautiful. I love it. Yeah. I'm so joyful to hear that. Because I like to teach that myself, like to be your own self and then let the people come that are in your sort of natural tribe. And it's not really the same as niching for entrepreneurs. Like, I like to maybe foster creative expression at the same time, but being true to yourself is kind of different.
Very, very true, is exactly. Having that authentic power is like being authentic to who you are and to those around you. Being honest and truthful.
For those of my audience that are just really having some struggles with social media, and I can even hear them, like, I can hear the heaviness, like, you know how much fun you have with it.
I have so much fun connecting with people. I enjoy it so much.
What are some things you can tell to the entrepreneurs who are kind of in that space of not getting it?
I would say, if you really want to, you know, drive your audience or your consumer market, is really connect with the consumers, the audience people, and see where they are spending most of their time. So for me, I found out that it was through social media. So I found out the different platforms, including like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, you know, all the rest, keep going, Periscope. And find a way to how to connect with them and find something that connects with all of us, becomes a universal sign. So, you know, like we talk about on your show and your newly released book on happiness quotations, is showing tears of joys and excitement. So I find ways to make people feel excited and connect with that and feel included in that aspect, in that realm.
Yeah. You know, there's something about your messages that feel pretty, it's like philanthropic. So it's like, it's interesting because there's like marketing behind it, but then like the random acts of kindness posts, you know, things like that, right? So do you just kind of mix it up with that?
Well, my random acts of kindness kinds of show, I do it through the thing called surprises. So I love seeing that excitement reaction when someone gets, oh my gosh, you know, my dream came true. And then people connect, not the reason like me just surprise them for that aspect, for them to actually connect to the meaning of why it actually happened to them. And then when they figure that out, is them to pass it forward in their own special way. So that can also touch another life in that kind of way. So it's kind of like legacy, little sparks of inspiration and light and happiness. So it's that spark of joy that I always keep want people to expect. But it's through surprises, which is usually down, if you get to the bottom of it, is random acts of kindness.
What's one of your dreams in the future?
One of my dreams is to basically speak around the country and around the world of like how we all are interconnected with one another and I want to do that through my work through social media and graphic design and fan engagement as well, to really show that there's happiness and joy and there's actually hope in this world, and to see that we can all come together as one, even though through our, you know, different diversities and our backgrounds and past experiences.
Yeah. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for showing up. I could interview you pretty much all day, but since the show's 8 minutes, we better figure out how we can reach you and how we can work with you if it's a fit for my audience.
Exactly. They can find me on social media at official_AlexB_ on Twitter. The same for Instagram and Facebook. They can find me at Alexander Bryant. So.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pure joy and inspiration. Thank you so much.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.